In our second reading this afternoon from the book of Romans, Paul reminded us that we are each baptized into Christ, called by God, just as a woman from Shunem was called by Elisha, just as disciples were called by Jesus, and just as Lauren and Kimberly are being called by Jesus today. That call, animating from the very heart of God to follow Jesus and to take up our cross, is at the very heart of our baptismal identity. Today we are challenged to reflect on how we, as God's chosen ones in Christ, have accepted this call in our life of faith. If we are indeed serious about our relationship with Jesus Christ, then we will be open to allowing that special relationship to grow and to deepen. Making that choice to follow Jesus and then living it fully can often be difficult and challenging. Even Jesus acknowledges this. But there is reward. When we choose to put God first, when we seek to serve God before all else, we are promised eternal life with God, eternal joy, eternal happiness. So, my sisters and brothers, let the promise, that promise of God, inspire and strengthen our commitment to be faithful as God is always faithful. And may the grace of the Holy Eucharist be for us the frame upon which we build our spiritual lives, our life of faith, our life of discipleship. Now let us welcome Lauren and Kimberly into our Catholic family.